I'd move on page 2, delete lines 13 and 14, essentially subsection E, ask unanimous consent.
There is objection. On page 2, the motion is to delete lines 13 and 14. There is objection.
Question.
The question is, recall, is vote on the question, Representative Barnes?
Mr. Chairman, question.
Representative Monk?
Yeah, on the motion, it seems if it were adopted, it would delete not only municipalities, but other political subdivisions or agencies of the state. Mm-hmm. And such as, going back to the one you were bringing up before, ADA.
No, because I think there's a definition of state already.
Well, which time are you searching for?
3698.
Well, there's
my understanding
state that agencies throughout the statute.
That the change is that there is no reference in terms of definition of state that includes municipalities or other political subdivisions. And if we take this out, just whatever definitions are in there refer to state, we'll leave it really a state agency.
No further questions. Let's vote on the motion. The motion is to delete lines 13 and 14 on page 2. Representative Barnes?
No.
Representative Wimpy?
Yes.
Representative Coxon?
Yes.
Representative Malone?
Yes.
Representative Hayes?
No.
Representative Visker?
No.
And I vote no, too. Representative Hayes?
Unless there are further amendments, Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Labor and Commerce Committee substitute for House Bill 211 be passed from the committee as amended and with individual recommendations. Would you be putting that off then as a committee substitute?
No, I think we'll just as amended.
All right. Ask
these
unanimous
are
consent.
Small and they're technical amendments. I think that we could call these. I don't see a reason for being substitute for this. Is there objection? There being none, committee substitute for House Bill 211, Labor and Commerce, as amended, and after the name of the contract for architectural engineering, landscape, the annual amendment, and the individual recommendations.
You got to sign.
I need to continue the second matter that we had on the calendar today, the House Bill 368, an act relating to the Board of Parole, and we'll take it as the first order of business on tomorrow's calendar. If there's nothing further to come before the committee at this time, we'll adjourn until 1:30 Thursday.